In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Hello, all ages. Welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. This podcast is for May 5th, 2021. Alongside me is the Pitbull Dylan.
What's up? I'm back.
Yeah, we had karma the past two podcasts.
Yeah, we were working on that new video for X Factor in Darkness.
It is almost done. I have a couple of tight shots to do. I was going to do them the past couple of days. However, it's been raining cats and dogs.
Trust me, I know. I've been dealing with it outside of FedEx at my job.
He used to say, it wouldn't matter so much. I probably could green screen something in the room, but the lighting would be a terrible issue, and the green screen would look like shit.
Yeah, so we just got to wait for the sun to come back.
And I want to redo the part where X-Factor drinks the potion, because as I watched the video, I spilled like...
Yeah, you spill over half of it.
3/4 of it, so it's just like, I kind of want to redo that.
So we got to go back up there.
I have to just go back up there. You're not in the shot.
Oh, good, because so I'm not walking my fat butt back up there.
Yeah. So be on the lookout. Go to youtube.com/gravesun0. That's the number 0, by the way, not the letters, the number. And you can go subscribe to us then. Also, you can bring your raise energy at repsports.com with coupon code GORYBOYSPRO. Save yourself 15%.
Otherwise, the energy warrior will hunt you down.
And kick you in the balls, apparently.
Yep.
Also, go visit our TikTok at tiktok.com/@GORYBOYSPRODUCTIONS. We got several videos.
There's a little hidden video of a sneak peek from the new X Factor and Dark Days video up there, and it's actually pretty cool looking. Yeah. I checked it out before we started the podcast, and I really liked it.
Thank you, Coffee Cat, for lending us your voice to use for that video.
Thank you. Yeah, we really do appreciate your help.
So, Dylan.
Oh, God.
Biden did another interview kind of thing.
Did he have a complete sentence or no?
Partially.
So it don't count.
He was getting there. He's getting there.
Either has to be a solid yes or a solid no. Partially doesn't count.
It's like running the triathlon. You get to the third obstacle and then you give up.
You're doing so well, too, and then all of a sudden, fuck it, I quit.
He did the pedaling of the bike. He did the swimming of the water. But when it came to the running part and stuff like that, he's just like, no.
It's about as bad as him falling up the stairs of Air Force One.
But he got to ask a very important question. And this question was, do we still go to Poland and have, like, things with Poland and stuff because of the army major drugged and bitten by strippers at an off-limit club that happened there?
Wait, hold up. I'm having to read that as you said it. Army major drugged, bitten by a strippers at off-limits club in Poland. Okay, so this is going to be interesting.
Do we invade Poland for this?
I mean, I wouldn't invade Poland, but I wouldn't. I would probably be like, go on there and be like, hey, we can't have strippers biting people.
You're getting freaky-dicky. Like, oh. She bites his balls off.
I mean, that's not sure.
Is that a war injury at that point?
You know, I don't know. I guess if you're on the clock, I guess. I don't fucking know. But if you're on the clock doing that, I mean, you need to question where your logic is.
It's like, You're in the vet, the World War veterans and stuff like that. So it's like, what happened to you? Lost my arm in World War II. What happened to you? Lost my leg in Nam. What happened to you? I lost my dick. Oh, okay.
He's real sensitive about it. He always gets up and leaves.
What about you, Mr. Gump? I got shot in the buttocks. Okay.
Lieutenant Dan lost
Lieutenant
his leg.
Dan, you ain't got no leg.
Oh, no. Bubba, Bubba died.
Oh, no.
Poor Bubba.
He was going to be a shrimp boat captain.
Forrest Gump did all kinds of shit in that movie. Anyway.
There's apparently a sequel. Not a movie, but there's a book sequel.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that Forrest Lump.
No, that's the porno.
No, I meant the one where it's like the really heavy-set kid and the whole house is shaking when Elvis is teaching him.
Oh, wait, the other one's called Forrest Hump.
Yeah.
It sucked me off, Jenny. But I have the AIDS, Forrest. No. Okay, anyways.
So that tells me people get off on handicapped people?
Oh, no.
Chew. God, can we get back on track? We've already lost track.
You never know. There's people that watch that Family Guy with Sheamus. Oh, no. The commander of the U.S. Army Aviation's battalion has reportedly resigned... after his drug executive officer was bitten on the nipples by a stripper at an off-limits club.
Correction, by strippers. More than one.
For 2 days. Wait. So the commander of the U.S. Army Aviation Battalion had reportedly resigned after its drugged executive officer. So he resigned because one of his officers did this. Why?
I don't know. Let's read it and fucking find out.
The drunken escapades involving a 101st Combat Aviation Brigade, it's no mercy, no mercy, all right.
That's the battalion.
Occurred during the 9th month rotation in Poland when about 40 members of the Apache chopper unit traveled into...
I don't even know how to say that.
Next.
But it's a World War II battlefield.
Stars and Stripes reported. The Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Fix... You didn't fix this. It led to the unit part of the famed 101st Airborne Division based on the Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
I'm sorry, he's going to have to fix his name to Lieutenant Broke.
Lieutenant No Nipples.
So
at the end of the first day, the unit site diner?
No, diner, it, man,
it's,
diner.
It's dinner, has two ends.
Oh, well...
Fuck!
I don't fucking know.
At the legendary White Rabbit Saloon. Hell yeah.
You don't drink, so what do you care?
Dude, I'll go into the White Rabbit Saloon just to say I went to the White Rabbit Saloon.
I'll go in there just to drink.
Remember? There is burgers and stuff in a saloon.
Yeah, I know. There's burgers and stuff at a sports grill, too.
Some fucking grills have some mean-ass burgers.
Oh, yeah. I used to cook at a sports grill.
Oh, yeah.
You and your wife used to come in there when I cooked.
Yeah. Where they celebrated the Sergeant Major's 40th birthday, and several members went other bars and became heavily intoxicated before returning to their hotels, the military papers reported. Is this the guy that got his nipples bit off?
That's Major Matthew Connor.
There's a lot of Matthews. This is Major Matthews and Colonel Matthews.
I was hoping it would have been a Mitch Connor.
Some of the soldiers, including the battalion XO, Major Matthew Connor, reportedly ended up in an off-limits club Obsessions, where the patrons are scammed out of their thousands of dollars and consumed drinks spiked with drugs. So they got really drugged up.
They got fucked up is what they got. That's
one officer told investigators that during the ride back to the Powitz, after the fateful excursion, Connor said he received several lap dances and then the stripper... Yeah, that's the dude.
Bit his Look at that big shit-eating grin.
Yeah? He had a good night. What are you talking about that they got scammed, dude? Well, you had several strippers giving you lap dances, drinking...
How much money did he lose out of this, though?
This is thousands of dollars. It doesn't mean specifically. 13,000.
Equivalent to about 13 grand he lost.
I don't know. I think he broke even.
Of course you would.
Look, you got a bunch of alcohol. You got pretty fucked in the face.
You got drugs.
You got lap dancers all over
you. They're called strippers.
And they're biting your nipples.
I don't like being bit on the nipples.
I don't like being knit on the biddles.
I don't like being bit on the nipples. I think I would have kept my 13 grand.
He was so severely impaired in incident, but he canceled all of his flights the next week because he just didn't feel right. He got really fucked.
There's Mr. Fix.
Matthew Fix
We're going to have to call him Matthew Broke.
Yeah.
He's a lieutenant colonel.
After crossing in the early morning hours, no one could find Connor, who wasn't in his room. Man, he went out of the town. Oh, yeah, because he went AWOL for 2 days. He really got fucked.
Yeah, AWOL's a sign of dishonorable discharge, if I'm not mistaken.
All the men outside of Sessions Club, where Major Connor was allegedly last seen, began retracing the processes. And it was eventually found at another hotel. Team then completed abbreviation.
So, can I butt in for just a minute? Is this... I know this isn't that movie, but is this based off of the Hangover movies?
Maybe.
I'm sure at one point they could have fucked up and went to Poland.
Okay, so I'm guessing this is a thing that you can't do in the military.
Well, obviously, if you're on the clock, no.
The AWOL thing for sure.
No, that's a big no-no for the military, and it's...
Well, let's just say for hypothetical circumstances here that he did not go AWOL. Did not get caught or anything.
Okay.
Okay? Is this really that of a bad situation?
If he would have kept it to himself and probably didn't go AWOL, I don't see no problem here. I mean, that's my little walnut sense.
He didn't fuck her.
No. Allegedly, he didn't.
Usually, from what I understand in the military, you don't want to fuck the other people. That's just a better thing, because you might catch something. You're going to catch anything from, you might catch the corona, but worst case scenario, you're not going to catch anything from a girl nibbling on your nips.
I mean, unless she's got, like, toxic saliva. Like,
she becomes rabid? Rabid? What happened to you? Did you get a new tattoo? Maybe. I'm not entirely sure.
I mean, like
How does that one look like it was gummed? Oh.
That's a velveteen rub right there. Like I said, the AWOL thing he probably shouldn't have done, and honestly, if he didn't want to make a big deal about this, he probably could have just kept it to himself.
Yeah.
And then we probably wouldn't have to possibly invade Poland. Of course, I don't think there's anything there, is there?
I don't know. The investigation found that not only is it questionable whether the purpose and intent of the battalion staff ride was met, but during the trip, multiple individuals exhibited lapses in judgment and leadership. So basically, what was the whole goal? What were they there for? It doesn't really specify.
Didn't you say it was somebody's 40th birthday?
Well, I mean, the reason why they were in Poland in the first place.
Military travels all over the world?
Maybe. The so-called 15-6 probe recommended that Fix and Connor face administrative and disciplinary actions along with several other members of the unit. That's why that one dude just kind of retired, I guess. So he didn't have to face the actions. Like, well, it wasn't him that got bit on the nips. It was the other guy.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to get bit on the nipples.
Versus from random strangers that you don't know that aren't even speaking the proper English.
President asked about Poland.
Let's see if I can find the... When you type it, it's funny. When you type in president, the only person that pops up is Trump.
Wow. Apparently YouTube has no faith in this idiot Biden. Asked. Dumbass, learn to spell.
I know what I'm doing, anyway.
Are you sure about... are you sure about that?
Yeah, it doesn't show it. But anyways, Biden was asked recently about what happened there, and he just kind of laughed and walked off.
We got to find this video. I want to see this video.
I'll have to be off camera because I don't want to spend the entire podcast trying to look up this video because you've got to think, though. You've got to think. In the soldier's defense, maybe he couldn't fuck these girls.
Like, he got his dick shot off?
Maybe he has too big of a dick.
Some women do have that problem. They won't, if you're like, well-blessed and hung, maybe, they won't take it.
Maybe he had a 7-footer.
Why?
Prankster orders 7-foot steel penis to be left outside a friend's house as a birthday gift.
I know what I'm doing for Buddy for his birthday in October now. Buddy, I love you, brother.
What we need to do is get one of those, a 7-foot, but it needs to have a function. Will we have it used?
Well, like a rotating twirling head or something?
It's going to be a specialized fire pit. And then
and it's shaped like a dick.
And then when it gets too hot, the flames shoot out the tip.
Oh, that's cool.
Get it all hot. Whoa! That's what happens when I pee. What? My birthday boy. Don't say it like that. And found a giant 7-foot metal dick at his door delivered in such a way to ensure maximum visibility and embarrassment of my friends. His friends are going, nice cock!
Imagine being like the delivery guy having to deliver this penis-shaped package off.
A prankster wanting to give his friend the best birthday gift he'll never forget ordered a 7-foot metal dick to his delivery who would ensure maximum visibility. The order was put through the steel fabricators' Latham steel doors. Well, they sound like they just make doors. Dick door?
I don't know.
Like, you gotta open the cock to go in?
They did admit that this is one of the weirdest requests they've ever received from their...
Do you open that cock to go in?
I'm not opening it.
The workshop said after confirming that there was no bad intentions being a prank, they decided to safely satisfy the request. That's a big dick.
That's a big old boy. That thing's got four balls.
It has to stand up somehow.
Well, I mean, I thought it was going to be like one of the things you just lean on the wall, but that's clever.
He said an order must fall at least 7 foot tall, delivered outside the house, so it was self-standing and thick enough to make it difficult to get rid of.
Well, I mean, if you got like, what was that, quarter inch or half inch sheet metal? That's already heavy enough of it being like a 7 foot
just metal. Just imagine your boss comes in and you're printing out a dick.
You see, Johnson, what are you doing?
I'm making replicas. What? Oh no. Wrapped in enough polyurethane or polystyrene. What's this? Polystyrene balls. What? When opened, they would have to clean that up too. What?
Okay, so it's galvanized steel, which means the metal won't ever rust. It's there forever.
With no room for cock-ups.
Damn it.
It says it. I didn't say it. Experts designer got work putting together the computer model.
This thing was made out of four large sheets of steel.
You know that laser cutter is never going to forget what it just printed out.
Oh, no.
It's going to have bad memories with the other laser cutters. Dude, I print out metal skateboards. What do you print out? Dude, I make parts for motorcycles for OCC choppers.
Yeah, well, what about you?
I printed out a 7-foot penis. What?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Do you work for the porn industry?
No.
Oh, okay.
You suck.
Is a laser cutter that this was used for cutting two identical steel 2D penises. You heat up this cock and you press it up against somebody's back?
Oh. Hot steel to the back? That's gotta suck.
You wind up arrested and you have to wind up in the shower with a big cock.
Oh, about like when Bam Margera had the dick printed on his ass.
Okay, so... What we do is we get some of this. This is how we punish prisoners. Okay, hear me out. They have to go through the operation, and before they enter in prison, when they get their head shaved and stuff, they have to get a tattoo on their back that says "Enter here."
Oh no.
Is that an evil punishment?
I'm not commenting. Not commenting.
You, especially the pedophiles. It's a big line. This is "Enter."
Unfortunately, people that are pedophiles that go to prison usually don't live long in prison. And let's just leave it at that.
It's their identifying mark. Anyways, however, while the buyer was thrilled with the bigger-than-life penis, it seems that the birthday boy wanted to flog it. Wait, don't word it like that. No. The 7-foot penis statue was spotted on Facebook Marketplace just days after with a hefty price tag.
Oh, no, it is?
Oh, it didn't take us there. Horrified mom realized the toddler had been cleaning the wheel with a toothbrush. Oh, no.
What? Oh, she got the poop on her toothbrush.
Just imagine that. It's like, bitch, your breath stink.
Why your breath smell like shit.
Why does it smell like an inside of a toilet bowl? I don't know, I use the same toothbrush.
Let's see, where's Facebook Marketplace? Now I'm interested. Oh, here's
Marketplace. They probably sold this cock by now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to search it. Let's see.
Can't beat a massive pound rise in the back garden.
7 foot.
It's nice to see some people have a sense of humor. I know, right?
Metal.
Look at the cock size. Yeah, it can be converted into a fire pit. And called the Great Balls of Fire.
Well, I found a 7 foot metal Bigfoot for your yard.
Hell yeah.
He's about $100.
A lot of Bigfoots.
A lot of Bigfoots. There's a trailer.
What if it was a... What if this is Bigfoot's big...
Let me type in...
He's got to type in penis. Yeah. Like, I don't want to do this, but...
Penis.
Honey, okay. Why is your search history asking for a giant metal dick?
There's
a vibrator.
That's not a vibrator. That's a... It's a foot peel.
Sorry, I'm looking at the screen upside down.
Those are columns, you fucking dumbass.
No, I'm just looking at the screen upside down. I can't... Why are you typing Bigfoot penis and you freaking get brackets?
I don't fucking know. I was just trying to find it, just to see if it's really on here.
So, if you go to Facebook, apparently, and you type in 7 foot metal penis, you get tennis rackets. Because that makes sense.
How about,
Well, I mean, there was that time that I hit you in the balls while you were wearing a tennis racket on your...
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Let's not talk about that. I mean, when I hit him, he made the weirdest noise. It was like, oh!
Well, yeah, I got hit in the nuts with a tennis racket over my balls.
If you play it backwards, it goes,
Yeah, but if you slow it down, it's like...
Sounds like Bigfoot fucking?
Sounds like a rhino being shot with a tranquilizer dart.
What would you do if somebody records your sexcapades?
I would hunt them down and shoot them because that's between me and my wife.
Couple left red-faced after finding USB and a note in their front door over sexual noises. They be fucking. They're loud as fuck if they're hearing them through the damn walls.
It's kind of similar to if you walk in on your parents doing it, or if you can listen to them doing it while you're, like, trying to game in the middle of the night or some shit.
You're playing games like you're recording failed game or something.
Or some shit.
Well, I did that one GTA video, intentionally, where I was fucking a stripper at the very beginning. I made sure to turn the intro down a little bit so people cranked up the volume.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking red that
Yeah, I didn't find no metal penis on Facebook yard sale.
A couple received a lengthy note from their fed-up neighbors warning them that they were disturbing everyone with their late-night sexcapades with the USB attached to prove their point. The art of the letter writing may be slowly pantered out, but typed letter can still be of strong impact. I don't know why it's important. And always cheer you, hammer the point in. The descriptive residency created a graph. Wait, they had a... What? Okay, we gotta read the letter.
Fix it the way we read it. Living in a condo building marks...
Hello, fellow residents. Living in a condo building means that you're tend to be closer to your neighbors than you otherwise normally would be. Meaning, I could be living in a completely different something, part of the building, and still able to hear you loudly having sex. Now, don't get me wrong, I am very happy you're having a great sex life, but I think you could speak for many of us at the building when I ask you to please quiet down. I feel bad for your immediate neighbors. If you're wondering how I know it's your unit, well, there's two reasons. My neighbor informed me that he asked you to shut up a while ago. They laughed for a couple weeks. Damn, they're fucking a lot.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to read when it's still a little blurry.
Yeah. You have sex so loudly that they have been very obvious it's coming from your unit.
Question. Is it the girl moaning or the male moaning?
Maybe it's both. I mean, it sounds like a freaking constructional orchestra in there.
Because, you know, girls can sometimes make fake sounds.
Here's the third thing. By the way, I know she's faking. What? Now, if you lived in a house and your own property, this wouldn't be a problem.
Thank God that's where I live out in the middle of nowhere.
But you see, children live in this condo building. My children, Mommy, what are they doing? Oh, they be fucking.
The wrestling son.
Body slam, what? You know.
They're playing bedroom golf.
And I particularly have to enjoy my 5-year-old daughter asking me why there's a lady screaming outside. So it is the lady.
You gotta love the innocence of kids.
Since you seem to be unaware, I've included a diagram to sound amplification remembrance work. I love this diagram here. Reflection of sound, Master X sound. Try this at home. No. Necessarily all 18 units overlooking this countryside. They included a freaking USB drive. I guess someone recorded the audio of them fucking.
Oh, boy. Is there an audio of this?
I don't think there's an audio clip.
God, I thought that was it right there, but it's some stupid
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm very happy because this is just a... I didn't have to read it from the paper.
Good going, you dumbass.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that they reposted the article. One commenter advised, if this doesn't work, get the couple of neighbors to join in the counterattack every time it gets too loud. Every time.
decide to start blaring Bob the Builder theme or something equally off putting.
They start calling the police. And then one joked, look, at you giving away flash drives. I just really want them to stop listening to you guys banging.
First off, I'm glad I live in my own house out in the middle of no fucking where. Second, my sex life is nobody's motherfucking business, and I'm going to leave it at that. However, I don't moan when I have sex.
I think you'd have the common courtesy, though.
Well, you know, either we would try to do it really quiet, which, I don't know, if you're in the moment, I guess moan, if it's really in the moment. I don't know, I don't moan, apparently. That's what I've been told.
I've got the perfect thing what you play whenever they start fucking again.
Yeah, wasps, I fuck like a beast. That's what I play.
So you're living next door, you hear, and you want them to stop, you interrupt them. And this is how you interrupt them. You ready?
Was it the Mortal Kombat thing? Oh. Let's get it on. Marvin Gaye.
Make sure you have that blaring loud.
Marvin Gaye, let's get it on, guys. Don't forget that. Or you guys could quote Mortal Kombat, Josh. You could pull out the voice as best you can.
Finish her!
From here.
And then you
Fatality.
And then maybe you hear, round two, fight.
Goro enters the ring. What?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He be sucking souls out in here. What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like your neighbor comes over, knocks on the door. It's like, you know how I know it's you? How do you know it's me? Because I know that exact same girl, and I know that exact same scream.
Honey? That'll get him to stop.
That's a good way to get a divorce going.
Get your pots and pans being flung around. Oh, no.
More like you're getting hit in the head with a cast iron skillet.
People, let's just be fair. Let's be honest, okay? If you're going to fuck, put a ball gag on her.
No.
Why? She can't scream through a ball gag?
Yeah, but you can't put your dick in her mouth with the ball gag in her mouth.
They make specialized ones.
Oh, the one with the hole. I thought you meant, like, the actual ball gag. But you're talking about the hollow one.
You just switch them out. Put, like, a cap on it.
Shut up, bitch. That's fucked up.
You lock in there, and she's, like, freaking strapped up like this. Like, what's going on in here? Don't worry about it. These guys came back from Poland. It's fine.
No.
Why is he biting his nipples?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Why is Ron Jeremy here? Isn't he supposed to be in jail?
I thought he was in prison. He's got, what, like 300 years he's got to serve?
Why is EDP here? He's supposed to be in jail, too. Ooh.
So, I got a question about Ron Jeremy in prison. How many life sentences did he get?
A lot.
Okay.
I never did understand the concept of life sentence, and somebody can explain this to me in detail. Not the court case. I get what the court meaning is behind giving a person several life sentences, but you would think
the guy's already the guy's what, almost 70 already?
Why do we have to give him 13 life sentences? Why can't we just say life in prison?
Yeah. Right?
Why do we gotta complicate this?
Just, you remember the old Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence film called Life? Just say life.
It's like a freaking...
Meaning you're gonna die in there.
And this story reminds me of the Michael Winslow
little bit, and I probably couldn't find it on my phone if I wanted to in time, but it was like one little bit where Michael Winslow is staying in a hotel room, and he's like trying to watch TV.
Right.
Let's see if I can find it before the end of the podcast here.
Well, I don't see why you gotta care about that, because you can end the podcast whenever you want. Is he the guy that does the sounds in Police Academy?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he's so fucking funny.
I love this guy.
I don't know if they can hear that.
Probably not. Apparently he's near a rave party. That's what they're hearing in the bedroom. I think a scene where he goes into the...
Now I gotta put up with these people, man. There's only one thing worse than that.
This is exactly what they're hearing. That's exactly what the neighbors were saying too.
Apparently I think these guys are just pissy because they're not having a healthy sex life.
You have to explain the birds and the bees way too early.
I mean, you're going to have to at some point.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly. But if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.